الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه سميع البصير إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد طب القلوب ودواها ونور الأبصار وضيايا وعافية أبدان وشفاها وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا محيي يا معين يا فريد يا نظامنا يا حبيبنا يا مرشدنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be praised as he ought to be praised. It's beyond our human capacity to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is his mercy that he has given us, the mercy to the universe, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we praise him through his words that flowed through the Mubarak chest and mouth of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which is called the Quran. It is his mercy that he has given us the mercy to the world, rahmatul lil alameen, who taught us how to praise the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It is his mercy that he has brought us to the masajids, that he helps us to read Quran, remember him. May Allah keep our tongues and hearts moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Choicest blessings upon the Holy Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on whom peace abides abundantly and constantly. My most respected elders, sisters, brothers, children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. It is the month of Rajab, the month of Allah. All months are Allah's months, but he chose this specially to call it his month. Shaban is the month of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Ramadan is the month of the community of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The Sahaba during Rajab and Shaban, The Sahaba, during the month of Ramadan, they began preparing for Rajab, they began preparing for Ramadan al-Mubarak. In fact, your entire life is a preparation for the next world. So live your life in such a way that you're ready to die this next minute, to face Allah, to face His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take your arrogance, take your hatred, take your deception, take your pride, put it in a dustbin. For nothing is going to help you, neither your amal. Take your showing off about your salah, about your roza, about your zakah, about your hajj. Nothing will help you on the day of judgment. The only thing will help you sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, when you lose the connection, so what happened when you lose the connection? You lose your audibility. Don't lose your audibility with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This world, being arrogant here in this world. All of us, this is for me too. Return to Allah, the most important being in your life. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most important human being in your life is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone else, whether he be Maulvi sahab, Shaykhul Islam, Shaykhul Hadith, Peer sahab, Sufi sahab, we respect them in accordance with their following of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't be fooled. Subhanalladhi, subhanah, subhan, great meaning. No one can be holier than thou. Holy, free of imperfection, free of weakness, free of insufficiency. You can't even fathom His greatness, Subhan. Allah's greatness. Subhanazalazi Asra. That great being, the most important being in our life, who took His abd, His most beloved and intimate servant. You know, now it's changed. I don't know why. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. That's how it was. Kalima shahada. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wahdahu, la sharika lahu, unique, no partner. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Abd, in his capacity as the Abdullah, it's greater than Rasulullah. Many Rasuls before him, many Nabis before him, but that status of Abd, slave, servant, the closest we can get, servant, slave, Ubudiyah, Ubudiyah, to be in the service of If you serve a wealthy man and he's free of imperfection and whatever, he'll make you wealthy. If you serve a knowledgeable man, he will make you knowledgeable. If you spend the day in the shop selling fragrance, you will become fragrant. If you spend the day in the coal mine, you will pick up stains on your clothing. If you spend your day with wicked people, it will stain your soul. What about him who is the closest in intimacy with Allah? When they saw him, when Jibreel alayhi salam, who saw 124,000 prophets, when he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "I've seen them all, but none like thou. No one is as beautiful as you and handsome as you, ya Rasulullah." Beauty. Husn. Husn. You know what's husn? Beauty in the eyes. You know, eh hasina, zulfo wali. It means, oh beautiful eyed one with beautiful hair. You think this man is going off. You're singing Muhammad Rafi. This came out of the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Mubarak mouth. Wad duha wal layli iza saja. Of course, the Hafizul English Quran will say by the morning light and by the darkness. Ask. You see, in our Salasil, Sufi order, love comes first, then comes adab. The chishtis. Chishti, jo bhi chishti hai, wo behishti hai. Wah. Jo bhi chishti hai, wo behishti hai. Garibu Nawaz said it, I believe it. And Abu Muhammad Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, what he said? Whoever is in my spiritual order, jo bhi qadri hai, wo bhi behishti hai. I'll take him to Jannah. Now it makes me wonder if he's going to take every one of his followers to Jannah and allow me to differ. Because today we got scholars who take their ustads as wahi is coming down. Today is also the urus of the greatest protector of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam after Allah. The 3 years they boycotted him and they put him in a valley. Who protected him? Hazrat Abu Talib radiallahu ta'ala an, the nana of Imam Hussein. The scholars are going to get very worried. They say, but we read in the hadith that they told him to read the kalima, he didn't read it. Then the verse of Surah Toba was read, and he's going to be till the ankles in Jahannam. One view. If every Qadri will go into Jannah, and every chishti will go into Jannah, will Khaja Sahib and Ghaus Pak not save their ancestor, Imam Hussein's Nana? Just imagine this is a court of law. I'm putting my argument. You don't have to believe me. But research it. Research it. And don't say this fatwa book by this imam, because I will show you a fatwa book by that imam's teacher who wrote a whole book that Hazrat Abu Talib alayhi salam saved. Today is his urs, and I will read a fatiha for him and have his urs. It's not farz. I mean, if some people can have Yazid's father's urs, I'm free to have Abu Talib alayhi salam's urs. Okay? I've made my point. And don't tell me we had Imam Jafar Sadiq's niyaz secretly to celebrate his urus. Who wants to celebrate his urus, the other man? I mean, you want to, you're free. It's a free country, you know what I mean? They can demonize the mother of the nation. As Malcolm X said, if you believe everything that's written, you will love the oppressed. You will love the oppressor and hate the oppressed. Abu Talib alayhi salam radiyallahu ta'ala ku mera salam. Aur main fatiha parega unka naam par. Jinko fatwa lagana hai, laga do. The abd of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He took his servant in a small portion of the night. بِأَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى. His servant, the one in his servitude. If you're in the servitude of a rich man, he'll make you rich. Servitude of a knowledgeable man, he'll make you knowledgeable. You servitude of a perfumer, he'll teach you how to make perfume. You servitude of a tailor, he'll teach you how to make, to sew. Today they won't. They're scared you go open your own shop. But those were honest Muslims. You understand? When Jibreel alayhi salam saw my beloved, he said, More pritam jaisa aur na koi. No one is like my beloved. Wah! Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam saw Hazrat Jafar, who came from Ethiopia's daughter. He cut his kurta. She didn't have clothes. So he cut his yellow kurta. I'm happy it was yellow, because now they can't say we're wearing yellow clothes. Where's the sunnah? You understand? Cut his kurta, put it on her. She looks so beautiful. Now he's looking at her. Oh, pity I should have brought my one-year-old granddaughter here. Now I'm biased. You know, I never knew how you can love another human being more than yourself. Till you get a grandchild. You know, they're very cute. They're cute. Just when they grow up, all this musty comes, you know. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is looking at her and he's saying, Sana, Sana, and she's getting happy. They never heard this word, Sana. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what does this mean? Hazrat Jafar ibn Abi Talib, whose daughter it was, lived in Ethiopia, Abyssinia. Africa gave refuge to the Muslims first. Remember that. The first hijrah took place into Africa. Every African should be a proud Muslim African, because we gave refuge to, I say we, I regard myself as an African. My grandfathers were born in India and Pakistan or whatever. We're Africans. Yeah? Don't treat your African brothers badly, because you're also African. They said, "What you speaking, Ya Rasulullah?" Hazrat Jafar said, "This is Ethiopian language for beautiful, beautiful." Say, "Ya Rasulullah, how do you know this language?" He smiled. See, a humble man. The ulema used it for proof that he knew every language. When I say every language, even the language of the birds, even the language of the animals. The camel came by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was crying. He went and asked the camel, "What's wrong?" "Say, my master, he doesn't stop. He doesn't give me a rest. He keeps on running me." And told the master, "Have pity on animals. No, have pity on your truck too." If you know what I mean. I mean, ishara kafi hai samajhdar ke liye. You see, that's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you get this, Ya Rasulullah? If you so beautiful, how beautiful must the one who made you be? If you know so much, how much must he know? If you could talk to the wind and say, "Stop blowing cold, my Anas has to go on a mission." He's like, "You? Can you talk to the wind?" You can't talk to your own wind. He's like, "You? I know the ayah, kul innama ana basharu mislukum." I hope you all read that surah today. We don't want to go into that. You can discuss it with me, by the way, if you want to, anytime. He took him from Masjidul Haram, the sacred masjid, to Masjidul Aqsa. That is called the Isra. It's called the Isra. From Masjidul Aqsa, in Masjidul Aqsa, he met all the past prophets. He met Adam alayhi salam. He met Musa alayhi salam. He met Harun alayhi salam. He met Shish alayhi salam. He met Isa alayhi salam. He met all the prophets. Now they are to read Salah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is there, they say if you're in a group of people, this is the masla. Not masala, what it is? Masla, solution to a problem. You give the one to read, lead the salah who reads the Quran best. Number one. If all read the Quran good, you give the one who knows the most fiqh. You understand? The most knowledgeable must take the musalla. Who led the salah? Who is the most knowledgeable? That's why we call him Imamul Mursaleen, the Imam of all the Rasuls. Imamul Anbiya, the Imam of all the Nabis. What's the difference between Rasul and Nabi? Rasul, messenger, Nabi, prophet. Every Rasul brought a book, every Nabi didn't bring a book. But every Rasul is a Nabi. So many Rasuls and Nabis. But Subhanalladhi Abduhu, the great Abd. Allah says, when I make an ordinary servant of mine my Abd, and I love him, I become the mind with which he thinks, I become the hands with which he touches, I become the mouth with which he talks, I become the eyes with which he sees. Bukhari Sharif, Hadith Qudsi. Don't tell me the sanad is weak, the chain of narration, because there's no chain of narration here. Allah is speaking, Rasulullah is reporting. That's why you call it a Qudsi. So he led the salah. Now, in a blink like this, Laylam, Layl means night. Oh, I was telling you. Eh Hasina Zulfe Wali. Surah Wadduha, Wadduha. Look at Tafsir Mazhari. What he says? Wadduha. By your beautiful face, Ya Rasulullah, that shines like the morning brightness. Does the morning brightness burn you like now? Calm, cool. By your face that shines like the morning brightness. Wallail, by your beautiful zulfe, your zulf. When it covers your Mubarak face, is as if it's night. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even that time the people were saying, you exaggerating about the Prophet. You know, so Allah gave the Miraj. Because Hazrat Abu Talib radiallahu ta'ala passed away. Hazrat Khadija passed away, the year of grief. Now they say, who will protect you? Allah said, I'll show them your power, Ya Rasulullah. I'll show them your power. Is my power. Because when I made you so beautiful, is to show how beautiful I am. When I made you so knowledgeable, it's to show how knowledgeable I am. They're going to send a spaceship many years later. They're going to call it Challenger. I don't know who they're challenging. Who they're challenging? God? When you challenge him, he makes it come down. They build a ship, the Titanic, unsinkable. What God did? Of course, conspiracy theorists know better. Somebody else sunk it. There were bankers on there. The Jews were involved. But still, God knew it's going to happen. Sunk. Okay? Then Allah sent a vehicle to take him up. It's called a Buraq. Allah make me maaf if I'm wrong. But the fastest steed they knew at that time was the Arabian horse. And faster than the Arabian horse could fly a bird with wings. And the beautiful thing they knew at that time was a woman. They put a woman's face. They call it Buraq. But if you take the word Bark, what does it mean? The speed of light. If you take Buraq, it means multiple speed of light. That's how fast he went from Masjidul Haram to Masjidul Aqsa. The furthest mosque was Aqsa. Actually, the furthest mosque is the farthest limits of the cosmos. That's another interpretation. He led the Anbiya. What did it prove? You, Ya Rasulullah, none like thou. All the Anbiya are behind you. Now they say they sent another vehicle, Raf, Buraq, whatever. There's contradictory. There's different hadiths, but it's a fast vehicle. Jibreel alayhi salam is accompanying him. Say, we are now taking you through the seven samawat to the presence of where Allah's essence is centered. So they took him. They came to a place called Sidratul Muntaha. You have to read about the Sidr tree in order to understand why they use this Sidratul Muntaha. Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ya Rasulullah, if I go any further, my wings will get burnt. You know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him? He said, O Jibreel, don't worry. This is my home. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ I only sent you from your home as a mercy to this multiverse. They no more talking about a universe. It's a multiverse. I mean, knowledge has to be expounded according to how it unfolds. But the Quran did it already. وَهَرْ عَالَمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتْهِ کسی عالم میں رہ جاتے یہ ان کی مہربانی ہے کہ یہ عالم پسند آیا وَهَرْ عَالَمْ مِنْ رَحْتے ہیں He said, don't worry, Ya Jibreel, don't worry. You stay behind. I'll go. This is hometown. You know when you're driving from Durban and your father is sitting next to you, you're still learning to drive? Hey, slow down. Take it easy. They trap you. But the moment you hit camper down, your father will tell you, Dad, home ground, man. I know there's a camera there. When you see those three marks, you must come down to 100. There's a camera on the right, home ground. I know this place. Say, oh, Jibreel, home ground. Now he was converted from his origin, his earthly form, which is matter, into anti-matter. Matter and place is called makan. What is called? Makan, place. Aapka makan ka hai? Ka hai aapka makan? The market street mein, achha. Where's your place? To la, no place. Because he converted from matter back to his original form of noor. And everything was created from his noor. So everything dematerialized into noor. And there was a total withdrawal of this universe. And you know what Allah said? Now see who's my Rasul. Kul innama ana basharu mislukum. He's like you. Come for Miraj. Come. The next Urus, don't hold it, Habibia Sufi or Rustenburg. Hold it here in Lamaka. Come, let's see. Come, all of you. He's like you. Come. Tell him, hold Azan 1 minute. You see? Lamaka. La Makkah. What happened there? You know what Nizamuddin Awliya said? Think the best and leave the rest. But what does the Quran say? Summa dana fatadalla. Summa dana fatadalla. He took one step. Dana. In Arabic, if there's more letters, fata dalla, it means the same thing. Taking a step, Allah took 10 steps. Dana means to run, to walk. Fatadalla means run. You take one step to Allah. Tonight's your chance. Start. He'll take 10 steps towards you. You go walking to Allah to read namaz. He'll come running towards you. Not a joke, this namaz, namaz, namaz. Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, ho gaya, ho gaya. Abhi, go back to shop, carry on, do what you want to do. Swear your wife, swear your children, everything. You know, I get tick here, I'm going back to mosque. Allah Akbar. But that's gymnastics. Kaabe kis muh se jaoge ghalib, sharam tumko magar nahi aati. So what he brought back, then he came back like this. Now they're mocking him. You know the mockers? Abu Jahl say, hey, Abu Bakr Siddiq, your friend say he went like this. Like this. To Aqsa, he went to meet Allah, he came back, he met all the prophets, he saw all the angels, he saw everything, he saw the arch, he came back. He said, my beloved said it. You know he's Al-Amin and As-Sadiq. He's the honest and truthful. He never speaks a lie. He's the embodiment of truth. I believe it. Say, you are the first to testify to the truth. You are As-Sadiq from today. Siddiq. Abu Jahl say, can never be. I've never seen anyone uglier than him. Rasulullah said, he's right. You're a mirror, you're seeing yourself in me. May Allah give us love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Jazakallah, shukriya. You can carry on with the azan, jazakallah.